Okay.
One second here. Okay. So once again, we're in Siman Tzadi Beis. We began Zion yesterday, but we didn't cover everything in Zion, so let's go over it one more time. So again, we were discussing that before you daven, Shacharis, Mincha Ma'ariv, whatever it may be, we even discussed Musaf, but what happens if there's a big break between Shacharis and Musaf, like an appeal or whatever it may be. So you have to wash your hands. The reason why you have to wash your hands is because maybe you touched a place or something that would make your hands not worthy of davening, undavenable, as we were discussing. So what are those? So in Zion we saw makom etunaf, a dirty place. What is considered a dirty place that would demand that you wash your hands, like we've been learning? Haynu makomos hamechusim ba'adam, lefi sheish b'hem memulei zeya. That those are the places which are covered in the body because they have memulei zeya. They have a lot of sweat. We'll discuss that in a little while. Ve'cheinim chicha charosh. And also if a person scratched their head. Discuss that too. Lachain, the Ramah says, as we saw yesterday, therefore, Lachainim, Asr Liga, Bamakamas, Elu B'Shaz, Sha'om, Din B'Tfila. Therefore, the Ramah says, you're not allowed to touch these places when you're davening. Oh, say B'Torah, when you're learning, because we saw that the same thing would apply. Lachain, Tzuasa, Ofea, Af, and the same thing would apply with mucus from the nose or wax from the ears. You have to use like a cloth or something like that. If you touch one of those things, the Rama is apparently saying that you'd have to wash. That's as far as we got yesterday. So the Bir Halacha points out that if you touch one of these places, so you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to all those things we mean, you can't say Kriya Shema, you can't make a bracha, but you could think, you could be Maharer, you could think about Torah, that you can do. We saw that before. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that one of the things the Rama mentioned, that the Rama, not the Machaber, said if there was mucus from your nose, or and you came into direct contact with that, or something from your ear, you'd have to wash. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Vilna Gaon and Shari Tshuva also brings down that they were lenient in this. In other words, they disagreed that by things from your nose or from your ear, you would not have to wash. You would not have to wash for that. Now, just to clarify this a little bit more, again, we learned these halachas before in Mishnah Berurah, but they're repeated here again. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Makom Metunaf. Again, as we were discussing, something that's a dirty place. What is that? So Aruch HaShulchan explains, Mikri mekamas hamechusim ba'adam, any place that's covered in a human being. Uviyad ara elabongan, mikri megula, and on the arm, anything till the elbow. In other words, if you touch your forearm or your hand, that would be okay. You wouldn't have to wash for that. Until the elbow. That's considered an uncovered place. So if you touch your anything below the elbow, so you wouldn't have to wash for that. With savar, and on the neck, arachaz until the chest. So in other words, generally we say below the collarbone. If you went below the collarbone, below your neck, so then you'd have to wash. And if you touch any of these places, sarach litol yada. So then you have to go and wash your hands, the Aruch HaShulchan says. And certainly, if you touch above the elbow, so certainly if you touch your chest or, something that's always covered, so then for sure, uvenegia besaros, and as we harosh, if you touch the hair of your head, ain't sark matil, you don't have to wash for that. Now, a lot of people make this mistake. Ach im chicha rosho, if you scratch your scalp, your head, sark matil, then you have to wash. A lot of people don't understand this. But again, it's very clear. In fact, Hilchos Muksa, believe it or not, there's also a similar idea. It has to be that you touch your scalp, not the hair of your head. And then he goes on to talk about lice. You don't have to wash. But a flea you want. They're more disgusting. One's more disgusting, he says. Vitzark netila bechichuch bezakano, excuse me. Vitzark netila. Right, for all these things you'd have to wash. Bechichuch bezakano, if you scratched where your beard is, peyos, or where your peyos are, right, if you have peyos, lavklonu, that's nothing. Again, because that's just hair. And then he goes on to explain that going on the Rama, which we just mentioned. And he says, "Delachein asur ligav amekamos." He says, "Delachein because of Rabbein Aramah b'siv zayin." The Ramah says, as we just saw, "Delachein asur ligav amekamos elu b'shas shomdim b'tefila." You're not allowed to touch these places that we just mentioned. We just got a little more clarification when you're davening, oshoskim b'sora, when the Torah, or when you're learning. V'chein b'tzalas ha'ozen v'ha'ov, and also anything from nose or from the ears. Kimal yedei beged akon l'shona, unless. Again, it has to be direct contact according to the Ramah. Mashmei Devarav, the Tzoras HaOf Tzarech Netila, Shiga B'Yadav, V'lo Re'isi Nitzharim B'Zad, the Ramah says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he doesn't see people being careful like the Ramah says, as we saw, when there's people apparently go like the Vilna Gaon, that mucus or something from the ear, they don't wash. V'nirali, the Tzoras HaOf Ozen Ein Tzarech Mayim. So the Aruch HaShulchan comes up like with a compromise, you want to call it that, between the Rama, who says that from the nose or from the ears you would have to wash, and the Vilna Gaon who says you won't. So he says as follows, he comes up with an interesting in-between. He says that something from the ears or from the nose, you wouldn't have to use water. You should wipe your hands off. Remember we learned yesterday, the day before, there's a secondary level of wiping your hands off. Again, when we talked about this before, a long time before, that has to be both sides. So that's why it's good to wear a jacket, right? You can do both sides at one time, assuming you're wearing a shirt, right? So again, the Aruch HaShulchan comes in between. He says that you should clean your hands after touching either something from your ear or from your nose. He says that's the custom. He brings down the Vilna Gaon, who says no, you don't have to wash for those. Now again, everyone agrees if you touch, scratch your head, touch your chest, you definitely have to wash. So again, the issue right now that we're focusing on is something from the nose or the ears. So he brings down the Vilna Gaon, it says no, you don't have to wash for those things, or don't even have to clean off for those things. V'hir or mutar kishenaga makamos mitunafim. As we saw from the Vilna Gaon, or he brings out from the Rav Akiva Eiger, that you could think about Torah. If you touched one of these places, there's other places too, like touching your shoe, set up way before, at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. So again, all these things you'd have to wash for. So, but thinking about Torah, that you could do. Then the parentheses in the brackets, the Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting, besides all the interesting things he said so far. And it says, well, Meloshon HaShulchan Aruch Mashma, it seems from the words of the Shulchan Aruch, I'm sure you picked up on this, Dafka b'makom sheish bo zeya, umamulei zeya tzarech netila. He says that it seems from the language of the Machaber, and again, I'm sure you notice this, he says, umakom metunov hayin, umakomos mechusim ba'adam, lefi sheish ba'am memulei zeya, because they're very sweaty. So the Aruch HaShulchan in brackets, in the Rashi print, brings down, that seems from the Machaber, from the Machaber, that one of these places are defined as sweaty places. So he leaves that again because obviously, I don't know. There might be places in your body that are not so. Maybe I don't know your leg. I don't know, but certain parts of your leg maybe aren't so sweaty, but you definitely have to wash them because they're covered. So again, that seems to be. The Aruch HaShulchan's little issue, because we have places that are covered that are not sweaty, and we have places that are sweaty that are not covered. So or maybe your face also is according to everyone, if you touch your face, it's not a problem, but maybe it's sweaty. So again, so it seems the Aruch HaShulchan just leaves it that way. Normally we learn it that it's both things. In other words, it has to be someplace that's covered and sweaty. Okay, covered and sweaty. That's usually the way we learn it. But again, that's a very important halacha to bear in mind. Again, it's not only for davening and shema and brachas and learning, all those things, we have to be careful about places that we touched before we do these things.
Does anybody say anything about if you touch saliva from the mouth?
Yeah, nobody talks about that.
So it's probably okay.
Yeah. In fact, I should have mentioned this. Thank you for bringing it up in a way. The Marsham brings another compromise. In other words, the Marsham says that when we talk about something from the nose or the ears, you should use saliva to wipe off your hands. So he says, for anything else, that won't work, apparently. But for these, we have machlokas, so that would be good. So evidently, that, right? Oh, so believe it or not, years ago I was discussing this with my high school rabbi, Rabbi Spurka, big Talmud Chacham. So there's another problem also, because if you're talking about something sweaty, there's a whole discussion about earlier, like a hat, especially the headband. So if you say a headband on a hat is a problem, so how about the insides of a shel rosh, the inside of the strap of the shel rosh? So I remember discussing this with Rabbi Spurka. So he said he never saw anybody, you know, especially like what you're saying. So I assume the answer is I don't know, but I try to be careful, like when you tighten it, that I don't touch my arm. You're right. If I do, so then I go, because otherwise you can't make a bracha. I remember this is a long time ago, right, Mr. Luger? This is all, unfortunately, a long time ago. But I remember our Rebbe, Rabbi Spurka, saying, they one time, I don't remember who it was, but he said he saw Chassid Sherebbe who washed. I don't remember. He had water there between the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad. Huh? Yeah, so I assume he wrapped it Hagba style. I assume. Yeah, below the wrist, right. Right. I don't know, this is, maybe Mr. Luca remembers better, a while ago that I had this discussion with Rabbi Spurka, unfortunately, many moon ago. But again, you're careful, or else, you know, again, if you're wearing a jacket, put your shoe in there. So, you know, again, it has to be both sides. So, and that would be okay. While he was sleeping.
While he's sleeping with his sleeve or something.
No, I heard that it was his head. That's why Samar Hasim is saying over. Could be whatever. Whatever, I'm sure they're both right. Even when he was sleeping, right. Because evidently he was thinking of learning even when he was little, even when he was sleeping. Okay, halavai, we're on that madriga.